In the end of last year, we were praying and talking about God's plan for us. And in the middle of our conversation, God set something in our heart that is going to be actually for the whole year. And the desire God put in our heart when we were just talking, my wife and I, you know, we were talking about church, ministry, God's plan, talking about this town, talking about so many things, the expansion of the kingdom. And the main thing that God set in our heart in the end of last year, in December, was 2020 is the year of our family. I'm going to say again, because I want to hear a big amen. 2020 is the year of our family.
Amen.
So, in 2020, something is going to happen in our family.
Amen.
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 And something is going to happen consequently in the church.
Amen.
Because, for example, Desiree, sorry to say, to use you as an example. I want to see you coming to the church, not just you and your kids. I want to see your husband with you.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
2020 is going to be this year.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
If you come alone to the church, single people, why not single people? Why not? Where is your brothers and sisters? Where is your parents? Where are they? Somewhere. And if they see Jesus move in your life, they have to come to know Jesus also. If they see Jesus moving in your life, transforming your existence, your family must come after you. And we cannot stay in this position of accepting just you in the church. From now on, we are going to pray, we're going to do everything we want, everything we can to see your whole family in this place.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
So let me tell you something. In this year, we are going to be talking about family very much. I can't say every single Sunday, but because some Sundays we have some specific thing to talk about, but the majority of Sundays in 2020, we are going to be preaching, we're going to be talking about family and how to reach our family for the Lord. Are you with me?
Yes.
Because, friends, I have my family with me already. I could say, God, my job is done. My job is done. Vanessa is here. Gaz is here. Gabriel is not here in this church, but he's serving the Lord in London. But we have our children and their spouses. And my grandchildren, they are all serving the Lord. My mom is here. We are all together serving the Lord. Because that was my plan, that God's plan, and that was my desire. In the day Shirene and I, we got married, we said yes to each other. We said, we are going to bring up our family on God's feet. And we did it. Since the first time she said, I'm pregnant, I start to pray for my son or my daughter or whatever. Came son, came big Gabriel, very handsome guy. And I said, Lord, I asked for a beautiful kid, but I think you exaggerated. Because Gabriel was so cute boy. Everyone used to be his friend. And And when he became teenager, he was dating a lot in the school. Totally opposite of Gus. Gus said, "Gus, yeah, what about? Yeah, there's no girl around." Gabriel was totally different. Gabriel, slow down, man. Slow down. "Oh, Dad, you know that she's so cute." "I know that." But when we pray for our kids, we ask God, give us nice kids, but their heart must be serving the Lord. And God gave it. And when they were grown up, I start to pray for their spouses, because they are supposed to get married one day. And I said, "Lord, we have a hard life in a ministry. Don't let us have any dead people in our back. Let our children get married with people that they will add in our ministry. And look at this. Look at this. Look at this." God is good, friends. Everything we pray about, God put it there in His notebook, and He's going to realize it in your life. I'm telling you, this year, God's going to save your family.
Amen.
I'm going to say again, this year, God's going to save your family.
Amen.
Amen? So, let's talk about it. I'm going to talk about God's expectation for the family. All right? I'm going to read actually two passages that they are in different places, however they are related. First of all, I want to read Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Are you there with your Bible? Joshua 24, 15. It says, "Joshua said to the whole congregation of Israel, 'And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom will you serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you will dwell now. But pay attention to it. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.'"
Amen.
He spoke about himself. He said, "I don't know, people, your decision, but for me and my family, we will serve the Lord." And if you read the whole passage, and I encourage you to read the whole passage, you're going to see that the whole Israel said the same. "No, no, no, no. We, as you are going to serve, you're going to serve the Lord, we are going to serve the Lord also." I can imagine that Joshua's family was such an example in front of the people of Israel. When he said, "I don't know about you guys, but today is the day." By the way, this place where they did this meeting was in Shechem. And we're going to be talking about Shechem right now. Was in Shechem. Shechem, okay? Shechem. In this place, they met together, and Joshua asked them to decide whose God they will serve. But he said, "For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And you make your decision. This is your decision." And they made the right decision also. They followed their leaders. Okay? So, the following passage I'm gonna read is actually the main passage today that we are going to be talking about. It's Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3. Genesis is the first book of the Bible. Chapter 12, verse 1 and 3. Are you there?
Yeah.
"Now the Lord has said to Abram," we normally say Abraham, But in this point here, Abraham was called Abram first. That was his first name. Later on, God changed his name from Abram to Abraham. But now, he used to be called Abram. Okay? Now the Lord has said to Abram, get out of your country. And I did it. Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. Say with me, great nation.
Great nation.
I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, please pay attention to it. God said to Abram, and in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
Amen.
In you. Could you tell somebody? In you.
In you.
In you.
In you.
All the families of the earth shall be blessed. Amen. Because once we are in this connection with Abraham or Abram, we are blessed also. And the Bible says that all the families in the earth shall be blessed by us as a family. So your neighbors, they are blessed because they live beside you. I want to encourage you to go to your neighbor tomorrow morning, in your right or in your left, and say, oh, I have a good news for you. You are blessed. Okay, thank you. But why I'm blessed? Because I live in the middle of you guys. Destruction will not come into our place. And you are secure here because of me. Because God put his wings to protect my house. And his wings is so big that doesn't protect just my house. Protect your house also. So you are blessed. Never move from beside me. Beside me, you are blessed. One day I was flying to somewhere in the world, I can't remember where, and I was sitting down on my place in the plane, and I saw far there, three rows ahead of me, there was a Jew guy using that kippah in their head, in his head. And I said, wow, this plane is blessed. Because where there is a Jew, there is God's protection. So I said, this plane will not fall down. I'm secure. Amen. But because we belong to God's Israel now, by Abram's promise, okay, that God made to Abram, you are blessed. So those who are around you, those who work around you, those who come to uni around you, those who walk around you, those who live around you, they are secure. They are blessed because of you.
Amen.
God called Abram and made him a proposal to serve him with his family. As a reward, God would give him a good land to live in, being prosperous, and also become a great nation, being a reference for all families in the face of the earth. Therefore, every family that would be in a link with him and his family would become also blessed by God of Abraham. Running against this family blueprint that was established by God, the society has been corrupted by all kinds of weakness, doing bad things in God's eyes, and attracting all sorts of curses upon their own families. For that reason, the number of divorces is higher than wedding nowadays. That's why the number of divorces are higher than marriage. The weddings nowadays. And unfortunately, this reality has affected even the Church of Jesus Christ. Friends, we never seen people getting divorced in our church before like we are seeing now. Praise God, not in this church. We must restore God's values for our society. The society are lost, friends. They think they know everything. They don't know everything. They don't know nothing. You know the word of God. So you know you have knowledge of God to teach our society and how to run your marriage, how to run your family, how to run your kids, how to run your house, how to work in a good way, how to be a good employee, how to be a servant, how to be God's people, how to be a good people. God teaches us to do everything we need to do. Abram, just for you to know, Abram meaning is exalted father. But later on, God changed his name from Abram to Abraham. Abraham means father of many. I could say Jordan is going to be father of many. Abraham, father of many. You know? So one day we're going to see him come to church with a minibus. So that's this is our statement today, friends. So let's see three steps of Abram's journey as a pilgrim. Because he left, remember, God said to Abram, leave your house, leave your family, leave your neighborhood, leave your relatives, leave your parents, because I'm going to show you something special. God had a plan for Abram and his descendants, even though he didn't have any descendant yet in that time. But he was working and walking in God's promise. Let me tell you something. If you want to see God's glory in your life, you must be under his promises. Amen? There is no blessing. There is no victory. There is no good life out of God's blessings, out of God's commandment. We must be under it, God's promises. So let's see this point. First step, when God said to Abram, leave your house, leave your family, and go to a place. Remember, friends, the Bible doesn't say God said to him where to go. Did he? God didn't say, oh, the postcode is this, HP24EX. That was my last postcode. God didn't say any address to him. Can you imagine Abram saying to Sarai, his wife, oh, God said to us, we must go. So let's pack up and go. And as a woman, they want to know everything. In that time, they didn't have Google. She said, where are we going to go to? We have a house here. We have a family here. Mommy is around me every time I need. He said, no. God said, pack up and go. And we have to do, but where are we going to? He said, I don't know. Just pack up and let's go. And they left by God's direction. God was his satnav in that day. And if you want to be a blessed people, let God be your satnav always in your life. When you don't know what to do, friends, just pray and keep going. When you don't know what to do, when you don't know if you have to change or not, just keep doing what you are doing. I have heard once Joyce Meyer, she said, sometimes people want to hear from God every day. giving him some direction, receiving from him some direction for your life. But sometimes God doesn't say anything. It's like a sat nav. If you are driving a motorway, the sat nav doesn't talk to you, isn't it? Does the sat nav say, "Oh, how are you doing? Wake up! Don't sleep. You are driving." No, the sat nav doesn't talk to you. The sat nav just say to you what to do in the time you have to do. So Joyce Meyer said something very, very practical, simple and practical. She said, if God doesn't say anything to you, keep going where you're going. In the time you need to turn right, the sat nav is going to come and say, turn right in 1 mile. So God's going to do the same. If God is not saying anything, keep doing what you are doing. So the first step of Abraham in this journey was Shechem. Say with me, Shechem. Shechem. Whatever. The important is the message, not the name. In the same place, later on, Joshua put the whole Israel and said to them, I don't know the God you are going to serve, but me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord in the same place. Okay? So Abram made his first stop in Shechem. Genesis 12, verse 6 and 7. Please, open there, please. Or follow me on the screen. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the Terebinth tree of Moreh, and the Canaanites were then in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. And please pay attention now. And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. Please observe this one. And there he built an altar to the Lord. In Shechem, first stop. In Shechem. So Shechem, friends, I don't like saying names very much. I love the meaning of the name. Shechem or chicken or whatever means shoulder. Say with me, shoulder.
Shoulder.
So the first place, Abram, in his journey, he stopped with his family, was Shechem, was a place called Shoulder. And what does shoulder mean to us? Shoulder calls us to take over the responsibility. Every time you take responsibility of something, it's something that we put it in my shoulder. Isn't it? So, some people, they have their mother-in-law in their shoulder. Their wives, husband, kids, job. Something hard is in your shoulder. We normally say, this is my responsibility. So, when he understood it, he started to take responsibility of what he was doing. There, Abram built an altar to the Lord. So you're going to see that in every step that Abram stopped, he built an altar to the Lord. What does it mean, friends? In a very ancient days, when we didn't have any mobile phones, the first thing we used to do when we got a new home is to ask for BT to put a landline. Yes or no? Now we have mobile phones, we don't care about landline. We don't call landline anymore. My landline, I never use it. It's just for internet today. Because when people want to talk to me, they just call on my mobile phone. But in that time, we used to say, oh, please put the landline quickly, because I cannot stay without communication. So I would understand in this way that in every place that Abraham got his family, the first thing, he didn't do any barbecue, any party, any other thing. He asked for the landline. He built an altar to the Lord. He built the channel of communication between him and the Lord. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
So in this occasion, God confirmed to him that he was going into the right place, in the right direction. And he did this first step here in Shechem, that means shoulder. Say with me, shoulder.
Shoulder.
Next step. So he moved on. After a few, I don't know, few years, few months, or I don't know, the time he spent in each place. But actually, he moved on because that was not exactly the place God was leading him to. That was just the first step. So he moved on, and once he moved on, after a few months walking as a pilgrim in the Palestine, his second step was in Bethel. Abram came to Bethel. Say with me. Abram came to Bethel. Genesis 12, verse 8. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel. And he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. Pay attention. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord in that place. There he built an altar to the second altar. Amen. Is there something that connects to you this message? So what is it, friend? Bethel means the house of God.
Amen.
The first step, God called him to take responsibility. Say with me, responsibility. Shoulder. He moved on. Once he moved on, God asked him to stop in Bethel. Because Bethel is called a place, the house of God, a place of devotion. So the best place to be, friends, is in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
But let me tell you something. Some people think that this is the house of the Lord. No, this is just a place we get together to worship Him on Sunday. The house of the Lord is your heart. It's where your Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is. Amen? So Bethel is the house of God, a place of devotion. There is always a time to offer to God our adoration. That means we don't need to be somewhere. We don't need to be in a building like this to go to the house of the Lord. You are the house of the Lord. The Holy Spirit lives in you. And He wants to move through you. He wants to talk to you every single day. Not just on Sunday morning. In other words, God is saying, this is a place, Bethel, that means the house of God. Stay here for a while and learn how to hear my voice. How to be familiar with the tone of my voice. How to be familiar with the plan and dreams I have for you, Abram. And God is calling you today to stop in a place called Shoulder. Get the responsibility. The next step, He's going to lead you into the house of the Lord, where you are going to give Him some devotion and we'll hear His voice. And when we hear God's voice, our spirit becomes different. Our heart becomes different. Our adoration becomes different. Our family becomes different. Do you know that? I'm talking to people, for example, that they don't come as a family in the church. They come just wives, just husband, just kids, without parents. But this circumstance is going to change throughout this year.
Amen.
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 And that is a story I said a few days ago in our couples meeting here. And there was a husband that he came to church on Sunday, and his wife stayed at home. And when he got back home, he got his wife and started to dance in the middle of the living room. And he started to jump around and dance with his wife. And his wife asking him, "What happened today? Did the pastor preach about how to treat your wife?" He said, "No, how to take my burden and be and rejoice." When we come to church, we become better persons. There is a research that family that come and bring their kids into the church, they become good kids. Children, kids, they are good readers in school because they are get used to read the Bible. Did you know that? When you ask your kid, when you teach your kid to read the Bible, this is not just God teaching them something, but they are going to be better among other kids that they just read rubbish stuff with a very poor language. But when kids, they read the Bible, they learn all the important words, all the posh words, all the nice words, and become better among their colleagues. So encourage your kids to read the Bible. Can I hear, man? So Bethel is the best place to be. It's the best place to come and hear God's voice and take more and more, even more responsibility. Can I hear, man? So this is the best place for you and your family. It's a place of stability. Say with me, stability. People that they come regularly in the church, they are more stable. I'm not saying they are perfect. Even my family is not perfect. I'm perfect, but my wife is not. Even our family are not perfect. But we are more stable than any other place, than any other family, than any other people. We are stable because every Sunday when we come, we worship the Lord, we hear the message, we have some fellowship, we get this amazing breakfast. When we go home, we are prepared for any harsh time in our lives. And we are going to overcome it in the name of Jesus.
Amen,
amen, friends. Amen. Number three, the third step. Abram moved on. He moved on. He moved on. He kept walking. But the last stop was Abram came to Hebron. Abram came to Hebron. Genesis 13, 17, 18. Arise, walk in the land through its length and wideth, for I give it to you. Then Abram moved his tent and went and dwelt by the terebinth trees of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built an altar to the Lord. He came at the third time, at the third place, and he built an altar there to the Lord. Does it say anything to you, friends? Does it say any lesson for you today? Have you ever built God's altar in your altar in your house? We have to do this today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So, what's the Hebron mean? What does the name Hebron means? Hebron means alliance. Alliance. Kath. Alliance. Kath is just taking picture like this now.
Hello.
I'm here. Alliance. Commitment. Alliance means a place of commitment. Say with me, commitment.
Commitment.
So commitment with God produces stability and steadiness. When we have God as our guide, when we have God as a guide of our family, we don't get desperate, friends. We are sad sometimes. I can't say it differently, because we still face some challenges in our lives. Life is still hard for us. I would say it's even harder for us because we serve the Lord. And devil always try to put us down, to destroy our faith, to keep us down. So we have to walk always an extra mile because we serve the Lord. But commitment with God is something that produces stability and steadiness. Those who come to the Lord, those who serve the Lord, they don't get desperate for anything. Sometimes they feel sad. Sometimes they feel a little bit down, but just a little while. When they realize that God is still God, wow, what am I doing here? Put your head up and start to walk again, because God is my strength.
Amen.
He is my strength. Amen?
Amen?
So Hebron means alliance. Alliance is a place of commitment, connection, link. And friends, let me tell you something. Independence is a false idea of freedom. There is no independence. Nobody is independent. If they are not dependent on God, they will be dependent in any other thing. But they will be dependent on something. But God is taking us into this journey, friends, as a family. First place He leads you is a shoulder, is responsibility. Second stop He leads us is a place, is the house of the Lord, a place where we learn from the Lord, we hear His voice, and we keep moving by His direction. And the last place we stop is a place of commitment. It's a place where we say, Lord, You are my God. You are my Lord. And nothing can change it. Nothing can change it. This is a time to build an altar of adoration. Because this was in common in those three verses we read. He built an altar to the Lord. In every place. In every place. In every place he stopped, he built an altar to the Lord. In other words, he asked to put the landline there, to put the connection with God there, to put the instrument of communication with God in that place. Amen? So, this is the time, friends. What is God's plan for us? Do you know God's plan for us? I want to read just the last verse. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. This is God's plan for us. This is God's plan for us. Amen. But if you want to end up your life in this good future and hope, you must be in connection. You must take responsibility. You must be in the house of the Lord. You must be in alliance with Him. Because God has commitment with those who have commitment with Him. Amen. Are you up for this? This is the first Sunday of the year. And this year we are saying is the year that God will touch your family. In somehow. You don't need to be worried about it. How can it be? How can I do something? Keep just praying, friend. Keep just doing your part. Just pray. Just believe that God is going to move in your family. Can we all stand up right now, please? In the name of Jesus. 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 To do this today? Are you willing to go into this journey, the same journey that God led Abram? Remember, there was just Abram and his wife Sarai, and they became a great nation of Israel. As you can see, nobody can destroy Israel. So many other countries around, they try to destroy Israel. But nobody is able to do that. Why, friends? Why? Tell me why. It's because God made an alliance with Abram. And Abraham later on. Amen. And God said, Abraham, those who connect their families in you, they will also be blessed. And if you are connected with Abraham's family, you are blessed. Your family is blessed. Let me tell you something. Even though they are not Christian yet, they are already blessed. Because they are under God's protection. When God protects your house, He doesn't protect only you. Your living room, your bedroom. God protects your house, your family. So they are already blessed. And those who will one day be connected to this family, to your family, to my family, they will also be blessed and be part of Abraham's promise. They will be great. God said, you are going to become a great nation, and I will give you a great name. Israel is a great name nowadays, isn't it? You can see, you can hear, every single day you put the TV on, you hear the name Israel. Israel is in the news every single day. Why? Because God said, I will give you a great name and you are going to become a great nation. Are you part of God's Israel? Not that Israel. God's Israel, the church. Are you willing to be connected even more to this vision? And see your family coming together, joining the church. God is willing to do this. Let me pray for you right now. But I want to do the same question Joshua did with the whole Israel in that time. All the Hebrews in that time. I don't know what God you guys will serve. But me and my family, we will serve the Lord. And my question is, what about you guys today? Are you willing to say, yes, I'm going to serve the Lord for the rest of my life? How many of you guys here today want to say, I will serve the Lord? Say with me, I will serve the Lord.
I will serve the Lord.
I will serve the Lord. Keep saying this. Keep saying this. Devil needs to hear this. Devil needs to hear this. I will serve the Lord. I will serve the Lord. I will serve the Lord every day of my life, no matter what. Now I'm going to pray for your family. If you are here today, and your husband is not here, your wife is not here, your children is not here, your brothers and sisters are not here, your parents are not here, let's set our faith together right now and pray and declare that 2020 is going to be the year that we are going to see our family serving the Lord. Do you believe that? So in the name of Jesus, put your hand in your heart right now. Tell every name the Holy Spirit put in your heart now. Names from your family. Say their names. Say their names. And claim their lives. Claim their lives right now. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I do not accept it anymore to come to church and my husband doesn't come, my wife doesn't come, my children is not coming, my parents is not coming, my friends, my brothers and sisters are not coming yet. They will come. They will come. Because from now on, we are going to pray every single day in this place for our families. And our expectation is going to be every Sunday through these doors, new and new relatives will come, and people will say, this is my husband, this is my wife, this is my brother, this is my sister, this is my mom, this is my dad. They will come! They will come! They will come! Do you believe that, Jesus? Do you believe that? Oh! We pray together right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we prophesy over our family right now. From now on, our lives is going to be a good testimony in our house. From now on, people around us, they will start to ask information about God, Jesus, church, all this stuff. From now on, they will not be indifferent like they used to be, but their heart will be transformed by the Holy Spirit right now. And they will come. They will ask for information. And maybe they will come by curiosity. But wow, phenomenal is going to be the day that you come. When they come, the Holy Spirit is going to move in their lives. And they will give their lives to Jesus. And all of us, in the end of 2020, we are going to say like Joshua, me and my house will serve the Lord. Me and my family, we serve the Lord. Let us say all together, me and my house, we serve the Lord. Me and my family,